Vicky, Vickie, Rabenold, Rabenold, 8/30/24, 3/20/75. Vicky is a 49-year-old woman who comes in fit for multiple medical issues and problems. Number one, she's been exposed to H. pylori. Her partner, that they've been married for 2 years, has H. pylori and hepatitis C. She is quite concerned about that. She's also concerned about a burning that she has in her thighs, her legs. I'll call you. Off and on, she lost 50 pounds last year with semaglutide. Then she started having a lot of nausea and vomiting. She says that her pain has gotten worse as when she's gained the weight, period. She has a history of fibromyalgia. She's been treated with gabapentin, was looked at for possible Lyrica, but was never started on Lyrica, period. The paragraph. Her heart history is rather colorful. A couple of years ago, in 2021, she almost died. She has two stents in her heart, doesn't know where. Because of some kind of heart blockage and myocardial infarction, sees a cardiologist on regular basis, period. This occurred in November of 2021. Colonoscopy up to date, mammogram is due this year. Family history, doesn't know much about her dad. Mom has diabetes, high blood pressure. Medication, atorvastatin, 40 milligram a day, Coric, 6.25 twice a day, Neurontin, 300 twice a day, Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day, levothyroxine, 75 microgram a day, vitamin D, 50,000 international units a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, depression, anxiety, history of celiac disease, was told she should not eat gluten, she still does, and has a history of myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, surgery, she had C-section, cervical fusion with plates in place. Has had numerous nerve blocks as well. Social last period, July of 2024, abnormal period because of ablation. She had three children from before. She's married to her high school sweetheart now. They've been married 2 years, and he had three children from before as well. She smokes. She doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't use drugs, period. Allergy sulfa. An exam, she weighs 226, 96%, 97.6, 1688, 150 over 72. Heart positive, small positive, to lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with an allergen, logical, non-focal. Number one, as far as positive exposure to H. pylori, we're going to do H. pylori urea breath test. Number two, symptoms of tingling and pain in the thigh region. I looked at that via ultrasound. There's no PVD. There's no abnormality in the area. I want to check her for hepatitis C. I'm going to check her for B12. I'm going to recheck her thyroid. Next number, celiac disease could also cause some of the symptoms that she's describing. Next number, she really should cut back on gluten. Next number, she clearly has sleep apnea with her obesity, her right-sided heart enlargement, and I'm going to set her up for that at this time. Next number, I'm going to check blood work. Next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, see the cardiologist on a regular basis. Next number, never stop your Plavix. Next number, check vitamin D. Next number, mammogram is due. Next number, she would benefit from switching from gabapentin to Cymbalta. She'll discuss that with her pain management specialist. Next number, I did not give her a prescription today till we get the results of blood work and the blood results of H. pylori. Next number. She did have a COVID-19 test done today, which was negative, right, ma'am? Yeah, which was negative, period. Next number. Findings was discussed with her and her partner before leaving the clinic. Next number. She was given ample time to ask questions. Next number, right ventricular hypertrophy noted. Next number, she had a good ALV function. Where's the diagnosis sheet? For this lady. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, next number, neuropathy. Next number is angina. Next number, vertigo. Next number is palpitation. Next number is carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Has had that checked in the past. Thank you. So,